It's Thursday, May 25th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic militants seized a priest and several churchgoers as hostages recently in the Philippine city of Marawi, according to International Christian Concern. The gunmen also burned down a Catholic church, a jail, and 2 schools. The offensive took place after government forces tried to arrest an Islamic leader. The militants have threatened to kill the hostages if government troops do not withdraw. Meanwhile, Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte declared martial law on Tuesday in the country's southern island of Mindanao. Duterte stated this was to enforce law and security in the wake of the ISIS attacks on the government in the city of Marawi that killed 3 government troops and injured 12 others. The Constitutional Court of Taiwan ruled yesterday in favor of homosexual marriage. The legislature now has 2 years to implement the decision. If carried out, Taiwan would be the first country in Asia to approve of homosexual marriage. Proverbs 16:12 says, "It is an abomination to kings to do evil, for the throne is established by righteousness." British authorities are searching for 22-year-old Salman Abedi, the man believed to be the terrorist behind the recent Manchester, England bombing. 5 suspects have already been arrested in connection with the attack. The UK raised its terrorism level to the highest level, with 1,000 military troops deployed across the country. Last night, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson offered some excellent analysis about the Manchester, England terrorist attack, which killed 22 and injured 59.
Why is violent terrorism an inevitability in Europe now? Unless you grew up in Northern Ireland or Italy or the Basque Country, terrorism was not a significant hazard a generation or two ago. This is new. Something has changed. What is it? Well, the answer, as most people understand, but relatively few admit, is that demographics change. There are a lot of Muslims living in Europe now. Most of them are indeed decent people, as we're often assured, but a surprisingly large number of them aren't. Check the numbers. In 2006, after just a year after terrorists murdered more than 50 people in London on the subway bombings, a full 20% of British Muslims said they sympathized with the motives of the bombers. Younger Muslims were even more enthusiastic about what had happened, about the killings. In 2007, Pew found that at least 20% of young Muslims here in America, in France, Germany, and Britain, and Spain, believe that suicide bombings could be justified. In France, that number was above 40%.
Hours after Pope Francis blessed a rosary yesterday for First Lady Melania Trump at the Vatican, as President Trump looked on, her spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham confirmed to the Daily Mail that Melania is Catholic. Mrs. Trump did more than just show up for a papal audience. She spent time in prayer at the Vatican-affiliated Baby Jesus Hospital and laid flowers at the feet of a statue of the Madonna. The last Catholics to live in the White House were John F. Kennedy and his wife Jackie. Melania and her son Barron will move to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue over the summer. But before the Pope blessed the First Lady's rosary, he asked her a tailor-made question in Italian as he pointed to President Trump. Quote, "What are you feeding him? Potizza?" Unquote. According to the Vatican spokeswoman, Francis loves potizza and always mentions it when he meets a Slovenian, reports The Guardian. Potizza is traditionally served at Easter and Christmas, a type of nut bread made from yeast dough. Potizza is typically spread with a mixture of ground walnuts, butter, eggs, cream, and honey or sugar. Listen now to the brief encounter.
The Vatican had potizza. What do you give them to eat?
Melania Trump appeared to reply that she feeds him pizza. It was unclear on whether the Pope was taking a crack at President Trump carrying a little extra weight, or whether he was just trying to ingratiate himself to the First Lady with a reference to a pastry from her home country of Slovenia. While President Donald Trump continues his first foreign trip as Commander-in-Chief, a new poll suggests that his time abroad may have been good for his approval among Americans back home. According to the latest Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll, the president's approval rating spiked 4 percentage points this week, jumping from 44% on Monday to 48% yesterday. In the U.S., 8 states have closed all but one of their Planned Parenthood abortion mills, Kentucky, West Virginia, Wyoming, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Arkansas. In 2017 alone, 21 abortion mills and referral facilities have closed, and only 5 have opened. Psalm 37:38 says, "Transgressors shall be altogether destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off." And finally, Memorial Day will be celebrated on Monday with barbecues, sports, and good food. But why do we celebrate Memorial Day? Bill Hyde, the producer of Heirloom Audio Productions, has produced a 10-minute film entitled "The Lost Secrets of Memorial Day and What the Holiday Really Means." You can watch the film on YouTube under the name "The Lost Secrets of Memorial Day." Deuteronomy 32:7 says, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.